101 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, K223BI, 98.9 Monroe West Monroe, K255BT, 100.1 Lake Charles, K261EB, and KQJOFM, 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Seek out those things that would be pleasing in your sight. And even Heavenly Father, in our frailties and short company, we still go towards you in all things. So now, Lord, it is by your power, your grace, as well as your provision that we now stand before your presence, honoring you. Now, Father, we pray that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you anointed me to say and do what you've been ordered me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy of all praise. You are worthy of all honor, and you are worthy of all glory. In Jesus' name and for his sake, we ask and pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Cotton, Reverend Weston, Reverend Bale, to Reverend Brown as well. To those of you that are visiting with us today, if there be any, those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, and those of you that are watching us as we stream live on the internet, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from Isaiah 9 and 6, and we have it on the screen. Isaiah 9 and 6. And when you have found it, say amen.
Amen.
Where we find these words which are recorded. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Thank you. You may be seated. The Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I want to use for a topic this morning the introduction to the real King. The introduction to the real King. Introduction to a King. As we prepare for this Christmas season, there's a lot of talk about kings in the world. But I'd like to present Jesus Christ's life to the church. And the reason we chose to present Jesus Christ's life to the church was because Jesus established grace for us today. So many kings, so many men who desire to be monarchs, so many men desire to be powerful and authoritative. So many men desire to be rulers over the underprivileged and the disenfranchised and those who have been left out. So many men who choose to use their might, their power, and their strength to discriminate in some manner or some form against a world that they did not create, but God created it. And yet they want to take ownership of what they don't even own. Isn't it amazing, Antioch, how God has a way to reveal to us what is about to take place and what is to come? Isn't it amazing how some 700 years before Jesus came into the world, he had been prophesied by the prophet Isaiah? God, who is omniscient, and that's simply a word that says all knowing, has a way of revealing to his prophets or his preachers or his selected individual things that are in the future in the present tense. Hold on to that point. Things that are in the future in the present tense. And because God has revealed future things in the present tense, he has an expectation for us to know things or to know now what he's about to do later. What kind of God is it that can reveal the future in the present and then allow us in the present to see the future? That's the God that we serve. He's all-knowing, all-powerful, all-eternal. He's omnipresent, omnipotent. He is a God who sanctioned, declared, and decreed. Yes. He is a God that is the maker, the creator, the sustainer of all things. He's the ruler of this world and the world to come. He is our water when we are thirsty, certainly our food when we are hungry, our shelter in a time of storm. That's the God that we serve. He is Lord God Almighty. Isn't he Lord of Lords and King of Kings? Yes. Somebody need to know who this king is because he got you up this morning. Yes. The God that we serve is a mighty God. I have often wondered why God gives some men like Isaiah vision, dreams, and wonders. And I'm sure Isaiah said, Lord, why me? I have often wondered why God selected men like Jeremiah to proclaim his word at a young age while they struggle to understand the calling that God has placed upon their life. I have often wondered why we go through life searching and seeking only to know that God, that this God that we serve is right here with us. I am sure Jeremiah said, Lord, why me? There are times in our life that God calls us to a higher expectation. There are times in our life that God calls us to a higher accountability. There are times in our life that God says, stop playing and start working towards the kingdom. There are times in our life that God is simply saying, I'm drawing men to me because time is short and time is now. Can I introduce you to the real king? He is called in the Hebrew Yahshua HaMashiach. Sounds fancy, but that was a Hebrew word for Jesus the Christ. And we are told how this king would come over 40 and two generations. 40 and two generations from Abraham, or Abraham in the English, to Jesus concerning his arrival. One would say the purpose of his genealogy is to document the proof of his ancestry from the origin of the line to the person under discussion. And the only one that we need to talk about is Jesus. When a king, my brothers and sisters, is introduced, we stand and acknowledge his arrival. Is anybody standing as we enter into his presence? When we think about this king that we serve, this king, when kings come into a courtroom or when judges come into a courtroom, we acknowledge his arrival while the bailiff says, "All rise." But when the real king arrived, only some wise men and some shepherds acknowledged his arrival. And God then summoned a star to shine over the real king. This king had power and authority with the Father when he was in heaven. He is the only king who can claim to be infinite and finite. He is the only king who can be transcendent and immanent. And what I have discovered, Dwayne, is it is customary when judges come into the, or presidents or prime ministers arrive, we all stand up. But when Jesus came, they didn't stand up. They began to bow down. You'll catch it. God was establishing something new. When men come who claim to be king, they all ushered up and stand. But when Jesus came into the world, they bowed down. Pastor, how do you know that? Well, let's see what Scripture says, and not my accountability, nor are my articulation of Scripture. In Exodus 3 and 5, when Moses saw a burning bush in Mount Sinai or Mount Horeb, Moses came in the presence of a holy God, and God said to Moses, "Take or put off your shoes from your feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground." Man now no longer stand, men would now bow before the king. Moses, take off your shoes. Not only are you on holy ground, but you're standing in the presence of a holy God. So men always stood up when royalties came in, but when Christ came, now they bow down. Because he is the Lord, God, maker, creator of all things. They bow before his presence in reverence and obedience because he is worthy of all praise, honor, and glory. Can I introduce you to the real king? The world has heard of Jesus, but they have never invited him into their life. Jesus said, "I stand at the door and knock." Is Jesus knocking at your door? For this king was mentioned in Genesis 3 and 15, where it states, "And I would put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." This king authority was mentioned before his arrival. In the book of Genesis, part of the original Torah, the original Pentateuch, the first five books, he was already mentioned to come before anybody knew him. What kind of God is it that can establish grace, God's unmerited